Good morning. Today we are completing our topic of hearing brachas, hearing tefillah, hearing the Megillah over a telephone or a microphone, other electronic means. Can somebody be yotze? Can you answer amen if you hear the Megillah because you can't get to shul? Can you be yotze hearing the Megillah? Can you answer a davarsh of kedusha? Those are the things that require a minyan. Kaddish kedusha baruch hu. Today we're going to focus on one specific question in this regard, and our question is: can you be yotze hearing havdalah via the telephone? And indeed, this is a very relevant question. For example, if we have an elderly lady, the minhag is that women don't typically say havdalah, and we'll mention the reason why in passing as we go through this question. So if we have a woman, for example, who is in the hospital or is in a remote area and has nobody with her to say havdalah for her, can she get on a phone? Can she get on Skype and watch via video while somebody else after Shabbos says havdalah? So in fact, Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked this question: Shmias Havdalah Ayadei Telephone Liisha Hanimtseis Bebeis HaCholim. If we have a woman who's in the hospital and she has to hear Havdalah and she has no one around in the hospital, can she hear it via telephone? So Rav Moshe says as follows, I will quote his language: Dim Efsha La Shetishma Havdalah Bimkoma. If there is no one else in that area in the hospital, in the general area, that can say Havdalah on her behalf, Vada Yeshla Lishmoa Al HaTelephone Shiyoser Nota Yeshiyotza Bazesh. Certainly she should hear it on the telephone, because it's all likely, it's more likely than not, that she is Yotze via the telephone. So we see there that Rav Moshe is of the view Havdalah, if that's the option that you have, because no one else is there to say it for the woman, indeed she can hear via the telephone and be yotze. If that works on the telephone, it works on the video conference. Also, it works via video. That would be acceptable according to Rav Moshe Feinstein. On the other hand, we have poskim who disagree. For example, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said as follows. It's quoted Mipi Shmua, that this is the Mesorah from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and his Sefer Emes Liakov. In the Sefer Emes Liakov, She'ein li'isha latzet yedei chovas havdalah yedei telephone, that a woman cannot be yotze havdalah via telephone. Why not? He explains the reason. Ke'ein zeh kol ha-medaber. This is not the voice. The voice that you hear is not the voice that spoke. The person saying havdalah, that's one voice, and when it comes out on the other side of the telephone, that is a different voice. V'lachein tzricha lahavdil ba'atzma. If she has no one else to say the havdalah for her, she has to say havdalah by herself. So he brings an eitz. He says there's a concept brought based on the shla that havdalah is a tikkun, is to fix the chait of the eitz of das by Chava. And accordingly, the whole problem, he says, is a woman drinking wine or grape juice. That's the fundamental problem. Doing a tikkun for the Eitz Hadas that should be drunk by a man because he was less involved in the chet of the Eitz Hadas. So he says, because the kepeda is only if she would drink wine or grape juice, so do it with beer. And he says that is a solution if she has nobody else to say havdalah for her. So the woman should say havdalah by herself. But instead of wine or grape juice, simply say the havdalah on the beer and she can drink that. That is solution number one. He brings a second solution, if she has no other solutions. For example, the beer is not an option. She hates beer. She doesn't have beer, whatever reason it is, so she has no other options. What she can do is she could say the havdalah for a katan, so say it for on her behalf, and also for someone below the age of bar mitzvah, and that katan will drink the wine, so she's not the one drinking the wine. So that is the solution number two, an underage boy. He'll be the one to drink it, and that gets us out of the problem as well. But we see here, the opinion of Yaakov Kamenetsky is that the woman cannot be yotze over the telephone, and there are other poskim who agree with the view of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. For example, the Be'er Moshe, the Deborah Tzina, had this question: can you be yotze via havdalah? And he says it's a big mistake. Taos gadol hu. Those who are matir this, it's a big mistake to matir hearing havdalah on Motzei Shabbos via the telephone. Michi enenu yotze hashomea klalu klalo. The person who hears is not yotze whatsoever. the Havdalah, and the Mishnah Halacha says similarly. He says Sha'achsav Shiyadua Ofen Pulas a telephone nowadays that we understand the technology of how a telephone works. Pashut Deinyotze Bazeklal. It's obvious. It's simple that the person hearing the Havdalah is not Yotze at all. So there we have it with Rav Moshe being lenient on this, if there are no other options, of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Be'er Moshe, the Debrezina, and Rav Moshe Klein is in the Mishnah Halachas all being machmir, that you indeed cannot be yotze whatsoever havdalah when hearing it via the telephone, and the same thing would be via a video conference. Same halach would apply because it's electronically transmitted, the Havdalah. So according to the Poskim or Machmir, you're simply not hearing what the person who's saying Havdalah is saying. You're hearing a different call coming out that is recreated from electronic pulses. Have a wonderful day.